knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, great to have you back on the Regal Beagle podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Wow, treated with a song.
Hey, come and knock on our door. I'm all in. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, season 6.
Come and knock on my door.
Right, to get you on the podcast. I see how you twisted it there.
Or I could knock on yours. Yeah.
Because you're either on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's good to be back.
Season 6, episode 7, Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It aired November 17, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Shelley Zellman. Jack and Janet think that Terry's date from work is actually an escaped mental patient. Cameron, what did you think of Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I mean, I'll tell you, I was really surprised to see Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor, this is the second of his 3 appearances on the actual Three's Company show, but he had already been on a Three's Company related show called The Ropers, which was a spinoff of, as you know, Stanley and Helen Roper had their own show, The Ropers. Jeffrey Tambor played their really stuffy neighbor, Winston Cromwell III. And so he came back after the show was canceled. They brought Tambor back as Cindy's boyfriend, this rich millionaire boyfriend who wants to marry Cindy. And now he has come back a second time as a doctor who works with Terry, whose name escapes me right now. But anyways, what did you think?
Before we get to that, Jeffrey Tambor being, I guess, it seems like the third appearance in, a Three's Company or Three's Company related show. And there are multiple characters that have appeared multiple times throughout the series over and over as different characters. If I'm watching these episodes anew in 1981, am I sort of seeing this and kind of scratching my head, or am I just rolling with it? Like, because I guess at the time you don't have the ability to go back really and watch old episodes.
No, you're rolling with it. There's this agreement that, he is a brand new character.
But does the average like Three's Company fan say, oh yeah, I remember this actor. I remember this guy.
Probably back then, this is pre-internet, pre-IMDb, pre-whatever. You would probably think that it's a familiar face. But again, the credits roll by in seconds. Hardly enough time for people to jot down the name, remember the name, and then put it to the face.
Yeah.
We all forget this. We take this for granted now that you can actually watch a show and go, who is that? And then in 2 minutes, you have the person's whole history in front of you.
Oh, that wasn't the case. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like if I'm watching something on, a streaming service now, I'll pause it. And oftentimes when I pause it on the screen, the pause screen, there'll be there are clickable links to the profiles of the actors that are appearing on screen. Like I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
So at the time that this episode aired, was he only known for his work on Three's Company, or was he already an established name? Like if I'm watching it, am I saying, wow, it's Jeffrey Tambor?
No, he was not established, but he was a familiar face to people who had seen Three's Company. And I think these appearances were so memorable that when he finally got like a regular gig on Gary Shandling's show and, Arrested Development is years later, but like the Gary Shandling show was, I mean, Larry Sanders' show by Gary Shandling, that was his breakout show. That's how he became the Jeffrey Tambor that we know. But when he was doing Larry Sanders, me as like an old Three's Company fan, I was like, oh my God, that's the dude. I didn't even know his name. I was just like, that's the guy. That's the Three's. That's one of the best guest stars on Three's Company ever. So what did you think
of him? I really like Dr. Tom Miller.
Tom Miller, right. Listen, did you like this episode?
Oh, it wasn't my favorite episode. Like it didn't deliver nearly as many comedic moments as I'm used to now, and that were in the latter seasons of the show. With my sort of newfound appreciation and potential enjoyment, regular enjoyment of the show, I wasn't disappointed. I didn't, you know, dislike it, but it wasn't like, oh man, like start that over again. I want to see this moment again. I want to see this moment again. I, you know, some of the physical gags were a bit forced for me, I felt. But, you know, that said, I really appreciated what seemed to be at first like this, like really kind of like scathing indictment of like what the sort of the general public's feeling towards people that have mental health issues was, to sort of take this weird turn where it's like, oh, like in a roundabout way, by the end of it, you know, Jeffrey Tambor's character is kind of like sort of, you know, sticking up for this community of people that were really disenfranchised at the time, like kind of using comedy as a device to get there. And I think like even that sort of landed for me now. So I can only imagine back then what it must have been like.
First of all, okay, this is in my top three favorite episodes of Three's Company of all time.
What?
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? First of all, Tambor, you're right. He's amazing. The song that he's trying to remember for the whole episode.
Yeah, what's the song? He never sang. Nobody ever reveals what it was.
He did in the beginning. He's like, I'm trying to think of this 30s song. Remember, he's talking to Terry, and it's driving him nuts. And he's like, boom, boom, ah. And then when he starts to remember the song that for some reason, and it's only used as a device to make him look crazy to Jack and Janet later on, when he finally remembers the lyrics, and he's going, and they swam, and they swam all over the dam. That is one of the funniest moments, with Jack and Janet bent over like that, thinking they're going to get stabbed. I mean, it's just one of the, like, it's amazing. It's comedy gold. And then there's a sequence in the episode when both Tambor and Ritter, Dr. Tom Miller and Jack Tripper, think the other is crazy.
That was a great scene when Jack's got the small jacket on, right? And he's trying to get it to fit. And, you know, he's kind of confronted by Dr. Tom Miller, who in that moment he thinks like, okay, this is the moment of reckoning.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about two comedy masters like volleying back and forth with each other. It was watching it again after all these years, it was such a great moment. Especially, you know, now that Tambor has come into his own as his own star, and watching the two go back and forth thinking the other's crazy, it's amazing. And you're right that this show, as much as they made fun of the mentally disturbed, they actually, you're right, at the end and during the episode, because they vouched for them, and they said they're not loonies or they're not nuts or wackos. They're called the mentally disturbed. Trying to be PC.
That was the trigger for, you know, for Dr. Tom Miller at the end, when the police officer, you know, used some sort of derogatory language, and then that like set him off. And made the cop think that, okay, maybe this guy's kind of lost it as well.
But the whole thing about even to get to that point in the episode where they kind of like make a little plea to refer to them as mentally disturbed, to get to that point, the amount of crazy jokes that they made
was,
absolutely. I mean, it was like, of course it doesn't stand you know, the test of time today with today's climate and environment and, you know, the way we refer to people and the language and the lingo we use. But still, it was hilarious. Like,
I mean, it was, yeah.
It was so funny. Even something as simple as Tambor going to Janet when he meets her, he says, "How are you?" And then she goes, "How are you?" It's like classic. Yeah. And another thing I must mention here is like we're episode 7. This is Terry's first season, and you can kind of notice, although you haven't seen every episode up until now and beyond, that Jack and Janet have been by the writers have been teamed up as a comedy duo, leaving Terry out of it. For a lot of these episodes, for a lot of the first episodes she was on, she's kind of like a Cindy at this point, just being, you know, brought in whenever. They're still relying on the strong comedy dynamic that Jack and Janet have.
Yeah.
You know, they're running around trying to solve the mystery. They're running around trying to, like, save the day.
Right, right.
And it works. I mean, Janet...
I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm here too. For it.
Yeah, I am too. I think... You know, they kind of had to do it because it's like, oh boy, we got a new person. Let's just do what we know works so we can keep the ratings going. And you and I, Jack and Janet, it's a tried and true thing. Let's just keep doing this until we're sure of this new person, you know, in Terry.
Yeah. And I was very curious, and I guess I didn't have a problem with it, with the absence of Furley. Not that, you know, he needed to be there, but I don't think he would have taken away from it. And I think in my mind, I'm trying to dream up scenarios where Furley is inserted into the situation where he thinks, you know, that Terry is dating, you know, somebody that is not stable. What sort of lengths would he go to try and stop that? Right. And I kind of was, a part of me was like, oh, I wonder why they made that choice.
Yeah, it's too bad he wasn't in there because he would have been a perfect person to insert in the the rescuing of Terry. And of course, Dr. Tom Miller would immediately think that Mr. Furley needs to be his patient.
That's exactly where I went with it as well. So it was curious. Not to say that the episode was lacking anything, because I did enjoy it. But I just wondered why he was left out.
But that's why this is one of my favorite episodes, because of like how Tambor was just so he's like a nut job, man. Yeah. He was amazing. Like just the fact that, of course, with every Three's Company episode, all they needed to do to wrap this up and avoid all the misunderstanding was Terry refer to him as doctor and introduce him as Dr. Tom Miller from the hospital rather than Tom, because he didn't want to be known as doctor. He's off the clock.
He needed a break. Yeah.
He needed a break. But if she just said, "This is Tom from the hospital. I work with him."
Yeah.
Then there would be no misunderstanding. Another thing is, was it a date?
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Like, Terry was a bit, I think she was a bit unclear about it. She said, "It's a date." She used those words, but I didn't feel like there was any romantic interest from either party, and both of them seemed completely fine with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there was never any attempted affection of any kind. And even when they were at dinner, it felt more like sort of a colleague relationship. They never sort of presented any interest in the other person.
Right, right.
Past, you know, I'm a friend taking you out to give you a break from work. And vice versa. Thank you for that. It was an interesting dynamic. I'm not sure that I would have minded that much if there had been something there, because that would have added, I think, to the you know, sort of the frantic Jack and Janet sort of reaction to that. So I don't. Yeah, it was fascinating.
Yeah, I think that was exactly what I felt too. I just like, there's just no way this is a real date, and plus, there's just no way Dr. Tom Miller could even think of scoring, you know, Terry Alden. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me.
No, but definitely not you. It raised my eyebrow for sure.
Yeah.
But since it never went there, I kind of was like, okay, well, this is just Terry being nice. And
right.
I'm just not used to people being that nice these days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But so overall, you're kind of like, meh.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed it. I will say that. Like, having now sort of that relived it through your lens, I'm curious to rewatch it. There were a couple interesting choices for sure. I didn't dislike it. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't one of the most favorite episodes that I've ever seen. Like, I at no point, like, was I during this episode howling like I have been in episodes prior. But I don't know if that was just sort of, maybe the mindset I was in at the time, or I didn't dislike it, but I wasn't head over heels for the episode.
Oh, come on.
It's not top three.
When Janet offers him nuts.
Nuts. I mean, that was, yeah.
It's like, come on. That's amazing. And then Jack goes, don't offer him crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. Yeah. Stuff is like, it still works, man.
Yeah, it did. It definitely worked.
And then when he's like fixing his watch, oh, look, you have a screw loose. It's just like, come on.
Yeah.
That stuff is gold.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, I loved this episode. I loved every episode Tambor appeared in on the Three's Company proper show.
Are there more than just the three that we've sort of touched on?
No. Well, there's Winston Cromwell III on the Ropers television series.
A recurring character?
No, there's no recurring character. So through the entire Three's Company world, including the spinoffs, Jeffrey Tambor was on as four different people.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre, but that's great.
Yeah, no, it's great. I love it. But yeah, so, I mean, yeah, top three. I love the Austin Dallas episode with...
Oh, that's a classic.
Classic. That's one of my favorites. And, of course, this one is also up there. I love the boom, boom, did'em, dot'em, what'em, chew, and they swam, and they swam all over the dam. It's like one of the greatest moments on television with the butter knife in his hand.
Can we confirm what that song is? What is that song?
It's like a 30s children's song, I believe.
Okay. Love it.